It's a podcast for kids and their parents, and it's made by Athena and her dad. They're comedians. It's the
Whoopi Chicken Podcast. Whoopi Chicken Podcast. Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, kids of all ages, welcome to the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show!
Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show!
Yeah! Yeah!
My name is Athena.
Yeah!
And with me, as always, is Daddy.
Yeah! Daddy! Yeah! Yeah!
So, I'm the host of the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show,
yeah.
And Daddy, here, is my sidekick. He's also the band. And the sound guy.
Oh, I didn't get to say, did I? I said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to say, I'm the dad. I'm the dad. The father figure, even. Exit, stage left, even.
Okay.
Heavens to Murgatroyd,
even.
I didn't get to say all that stuff.
You didn't. You just didn't, so I just went on.
Yeah!
So, during the show, Daddy.
I'm pumped. I'm excited.
Daddy.
Yeah.
So, you need to listen very carefully. During the show, we play a bunch of musical instruments.
Yeah.
Some of them Daddy made himself. And also a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah!
But first.
Other stuff.
But first.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, do you know where Mommy is?
No, I don't know where Mommy is. She told me, or I didn't tell me. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's right. She's giving tours of the ice cream cone factory.
Ice cream cone factory?
Yeah, the one that's on the next block.
I don't know.
She signed up.
I guess.
Hey, Daddy.
They have sign-ups.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it, Athena?
What did the earthquake say to the tornado?
I don't know. What did the earthquake say to the tornado?
Hey, don't look at me. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. Da 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 da. Yeah. Now wait a second. Here's the thing. Are we gonna have a good show?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Do we have a good show lined up?
Yes.
A lot of good stuff on the show. People want to know that.
Well,
people want to know.
They'll find out.
Whenever I see a host on TV or whatever, they say, "We're going to have a great show, folks. We're going to have a great show."
Do they?
Yeah.
I never saw anyone doing that.
Yeah, they all say that.
Okay.
You should say that.
Okay.
You should say that.
We're going to have a great show today, everybody. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. What's going to be on it?
Stuff. It's a surprise. You have to wait to find out. That's part
As
of the listening
go?
Thing. Yes.
All right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the word of the week.
Already?
Yes, the word of the week is sometimes generated by a sophisticated computer algorithm powered random word generator. But this week's word of the week is... Drum roll, please, literally. Okay. Well, anyway, this week's word of the week is... Discombobulate.
Discombobulate, discombobulate.
It's the word of the week. Word of the week means to disconcert or confuse someone. And guess what? When you hear us say the word of the week,
I was disconcerted and confused.
When you hear us say the word of the week, all you have to do is, "Whoa, you said the word of the week!" Yeah,
yeah.
And then we sing the word of the week special song
you
just heard like 5 seconds ago.
Was it that long? Seems like forever.
Yeah, I know.
So next time somebody says that word, we're gonna sing that.
Yeah. What word was that?
You know what's weird? I have this shirt on, right?
Yeah.
It's I purposely put this shirt on because it has a pocket in it, so that I could put my whistle in the pocket.
Yeah.
But what I've been doing is been putting it down. Did you notice that instead of
I
purposely put this shirt on so I could do that. So I could grab
Maybe you're just better off.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You
maybe
know
you're all discombobulated.
I'm discombobulate, discombobulate, it's the word of the week. Whoops.
What, ladies and gentlemen, and now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Yeah!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of cool, fun stuff, we now have Here's Daddy Again with yesterday's weather forecast.
Yesterday's weather forecast, the most accurate forecast
weird. Yesterday's weather forecast is the most accurate weather forecast in the history of the world. If you want to know what yesterday's weather is going to be, you'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Today's yesterday's weather forecast city of the week is Traverse City, Michigan.
Ooh.
Traverse City, Michigan. Yesterday, there will be a high temperature of 32 degrees, and they will have a low temperature of 23 degrees.
Ooh.
Yesterday, there will be a 16-mile-an-hour wind in Traverse City, Michigan. It'll be cloudy all day yesterday with an occasional light snow will be falling yesterday. Even a little light snow falling even in Traverse City, Michigan.
Ooh.
Athena, what is Traverse City, Michigan known for?
Well, it's known for the National Cherry Festival.
National Cherry Festival? Tell us more.
So Traverse City, Michigan has a lot of cherries. So the festival...
Do they grow on trees? Or are they all over the place?
They grow on trees, of course.
Oh, okay.
So it started
They were just like all over the ground. And I picture those red maraschino cherries, those really bright red ones that come in the jar. They're just everywhere. You walk around. You pick them up, eat them. Is that how it is?
No, it's not. They're on trees. So it began in 1925. Daddy. So the Cherry Festival began in 1925 to attract people from other parts of Michigan to come and look at the cherry blossoms in Traverse City. Then 500,000 people came at the 92nd anniversary. So it's 92 years old, about, and some of the events at Traverse City, Michigan, National Cherry Festival, they have cherry pie eating contest, of course, and cherry pit spitting.
Oh, well, that sounds charming.
Yes. They even held the record for the world's largest cherry pie from 1987 to 1990.
And then what happened?
Well, it got broken by another cherry pie that was even bigger. Somewhere, I think somewhere else in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have that many cherries in Michigan?
I guess. So here's the statistics from that.
There's statistics?
Yeah. So it's 17. So their the world's largest cherry pie that the National Cherry Festival had was 17 feet and 6 inches around.
Well, that's fancy.
And it weighed 28,350 pounds.
Well, that's a big pie.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
You know what?
What?
That would be a good lead-in to talk about the pie throwing. But we're not going to do that until next time.
No, until next time.
Because we have something else planned.
Right.
Because that's a great comedy thing. Did they throw that pie at anybody?
I don't think they did, because it probably would have like flattened everything.
Because we're going to talk about the throwing of pies, but that's in another show.
Yeah, that'll be another
And speaking
show.
Of other stuff, we have stuff for sale. And somebody in the office keeps telling me we're supposed to talk about our stuff for sale at whoopeechicken.com.
Oh, okay.
Because we have a shower curtain for sale.
We do?
A Whoopi chicken
for the
shower
holiday
curtain.
Season.
It's perfect for everything, and people should order them. Yesterday's weather forecast, the most accurate forecast ever. Yeah. See, I feel better about the ending song. It was better. The beginning song, I was playing I was playing this chord. Which I should have been playing.
Okay.
And so it just didn't sound right. Should we go back and do it again?
No, we shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Daddy, it's fine.
Everything. So we did it. We did yesterday's weather. Yeah.
Yay.
We're having a good time.
So next up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a phone call. Speaking of good
times. Oh, I thought you said we were going to take a break.
No. And the topic of the phone call is today's letter.
Okay, so I have to leave the room and fix the thing so the phone works. So I'll be back and after your phone call. So be cool. Scooby-Doo. All right, bye.
Okay, so today's letter comes from Katie X. Katie says, I like to sing using our karaoke machine, but my little brother always hogs it. What can I do? Oh, yes, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hey, Nia, am I on the radio?
Yes, you are. You're
All
on the,
right,
you're
man.
On the, you're on the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
The Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show, man. This is my second, third, or fourth, fifth favorite radio show, man.
Oh, yay.
I listen to it all the time once in a while, man. So what's up, man?
Well, we're doing
Man, I'm glad I got through. You must have a lot of people calling in, man. You know what I do all day?
What?
Stuff. Mostly
yeah, me
I
too.
Call in the radio, man.
Ho-ho.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. It's a good use of time, Nan. I call in on the radio. I call in. I win stuff. What do I win, Nan?
You get to answer the daily question.
Excellent, Nan. So what is this, the Whoopi Chicken Show with the Dean yeah. and her dad? Yeah, yeah, Nan. How's the show going?
Great.
Heard you were going to have a good show tonight, Nan.
Yes, we are.
You're going to have a great time. Everyone's yeah. going to have fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Word of the week and all that stuff. Did you yeah. see the weather already? I missed it.
Yeah, you missed
Excellent.
It. Sorry.
Good, good. I'm glad. So what's up, Nan?
Well, we have a question involving a karaoke machine.
Oh, man, karaoke, man. Me and these guys here, we always like to do karaoke, man.
Oh, you do?
You guys like to do karaoke? Yeah, man. Why do we have to do karaoke? Yeah, man, they'll start singing right now if you let them.
Oh, okay. Can I hear
it? Maybe if he talks all night and then it can't even snow it. Come on, you guys. I'm doing my best, man. It's all right. They're critics, man. Everyone's a critic.
Yeah, I've heard
that.
You
know, you try. You ever listen to Meatloaf, man? Meatloaf? No. It's not a food, man. It's a guy. The guy was named Meatloaf, man. Can you imagine that? That was the guy's name, Meatloaf, man.
Wow.
He's got a lot of great songs, man.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, man.
I'll keep that in mind and probably check that out.
Yeah, so, and if you're at a restaurant, you could order it.
Well,
it would be funny, man, if he was the waiter, man. Meatloaf bringing you meatloaf, right, man?
Yeah, that would be
so
funny.
So anyway, if your sister's giving you a hard time, what happened?
So, the girl's little brother is hogging their karaoke machine.
Oh, yeah, man. Let him sing, man. Let him learn how to sing, man. That's how he has to learn how to sing.
That's true.
Teach your family. Teach your friends. Teach your family and friends, man.
That's
Help
true.
Help him out, man. There's no hogging, man. You gotta learn to take turns, man.
Yeah.
Dude, right? You guys, let's take turns and sing some Huey Lewis in the news. I gotta go, man. These guys are all excited now. You got us
okay.
all excited, man. All right, see you, man.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good show.
Okay, so up
Back.
Next.
What happened?
Oh.
He hung up abruptly and then I ran in. What happened?
Yeah, he kind of had
Was it that
to sing
guy again?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He had to go sing some karaoke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He likes karaoke, the guy?
Yeah.
What does he like? Does he sing?
Well, he did, but I don't know what song it was.
Did he say anything about what is he like? What kind of songs he sings?
He was saying something about meatloaf, but other
meatloaf.
Than that. Yeah. Probably the kind with cheese in it, but...
They have meatloaf with cheese in it? I'm not a big fan of that food.
I don't really like meatloaf.
I've heard of the singer,
I wonder
meatloaf.
If anyone,
I like him.
Yeah, I think that might be what he was talking about.
He has some good songs.
I've never heard of meatloaf with cheese in it, but I guess that might make it a little better if you didn't like
That's
it.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't we make that?
No, because
so, Athena, wait, we didn't talk about this either, because last week we talked about the show that we did at the Arizona
right,
State
we
Fair.
We did.
Right?
Yes.
We did
we
a
did.
Show.
Yes,
big show
we did,
there.
We did.
It was cool.
It was a great show.
By the way, if you're listening to the show, we tape ahead of time, so, you know... That was a while ago, probably by now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
listened to it. Okay. But, and you know, when fairs were going on, you can figure that out if you really want to Google it and calendar it. I don't know why you would. But the other thing that you did at the Arizona State Fair.
What did I do?
You made.
A cake.
A cake.
Yes, I
and
did.
You won.
A blue ribbon.
A blue ribbon.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Yeah. True. True story.
True story. Okay.
We should put that recipe somewhere in our
website,
Instagram or something.
Instagram
on our website
something.
Or
yeah.
something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. So, but here's the thing about that.
What?
Do they have a meatloaf category?
No.
Because next
so.
Year,
You're
you can
a
make,
meatloaf?
No, you can make
Me?
A
no.
meatloaf with cheese in the middle.
No.
I never saw that before.
Neither
Is that a
I.
thing?
No, I don't think so. I just kind of
We
said
just
that.
Invented it.
Randomly.
Dibs.
No.
We just invented that. Meatloaf with cheese in the middle.
Meatloaf?
Yeah, but good meatloaf,
Meatloaf?
Though. Yeah, but good meatloaf. Not the kind of meatloaf that you don't like, the kind you do like, and it has cheese
I've
in the middle.
I've never even had meatloaf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, me neither. Hey, Daddy. Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it, Athena?
So, if two's company and three's a crowd,
yeah.
then what are four and five?
I don't know.
Nine.
Think about how I'm just trying to do a little check here on how it's going. The way I'm doing the song. Is that okay?
I think
or should
it's going
I do
good.
It?
No, no, no. I think,
da, 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 da,
I think
da, da,
that's just weird. I think you should
like,
do it the normal way. Definitely not. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Whoopi Science. Speaking of Whoopi.
Oh, Whoopi Science, Science, Science.
We talk about topics
science,
related to
science, science,
science nature,
science,
and the nature
science,
of science,
science
and also
science,
other
science,
stuff.
Science,
Today's topic is...
Whoopi Science.
Giant pumpkins.
Giant pumpkins. Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like it needs a banjo for giant pumpkins, okay, doesn't it?
So in order to grow a giant pumpkin, it takes a really lot of work. You need to use the seed variety Atlantic Giant.
It takes a lot of work to grow a giant pumpkin. It takes
you also
a lot
need
of
an
work
enormous garden
to grow an
because
enormous
to water
garden,
your pumpkin,
water
it'll take 934.5 gallons a week just to water your pumpkin.
How much?
934.5 gallons per week.
That's a lot of gallons.
Yeah, that's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
So you need a lot of time, too. You need, like, a lot of time.
Well, you got to live somewhere where there's a lot of water.
Yeah. And not only that, but you need
not
to have plenty of time on your hands to
time
work on
your hands.
Pruning and cutting and prepping
your pruning
and burying and fixing
your cutting
and
prepping
everything
and
you have to do
and fixing your pumpkin.
And everything you have to do to do your to grow your pumpkin, because I think the biggest one was like 941 pounds
big,
or something.
How big is a pumpkin that's 941 pounds?
They get
like the size
enormous
of what?
Like let's see, how can I put this in perspective? Probably bigger than a garbage can, like maybe like
oh,
as big
it's
as a
than
maybe half
is
the
it
size
as big
of
as a car.
Yes.
I mean, you could try to figure
the
out.
The heaviest one was the size of a car, I believe. It was about the size of a.
It takes a lot of water to grow a giant pumpkin.
Dude.
A giant pumpkin. It sounds like some kind of weird old folk song, doesn't it?
We should do that. It's like our next.
We're doing it now.
Let's do it.
It takes a lot of water to grow a giant pumpkin. And you gotta clip and prune and water all day. Takes a lot of water and a lot of work, but we'll work and water our giant pumpkin. Giant pumpkin. Giant pumpkin. Yeah! Giant pumpkin. Right there on the Whoopi Science, on the Whoopi Chicken. Did you have other things to say about it? Because
no,
I just
was
so focused on my song that I was like,
hey, guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
Wait a minute, hold
what?
On.
No, what?
Everything's going so fast.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Wow. Okay. What?
Ladies and
you know what? Everything's going so fast that I'm slightly discombobulated.
Discombobulate, discombobulate, it's the word of the week.
Daddy, what are you doing? Okay, that just looks weird. You're going to have to stop because it just looks like you're going... Blah, 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 blah,
but
blah,
I'm
blah,
on
blah,
the
blah.
Radio.
Yeah.
Radio.
So, ladies and gentlemen, guess what it's time for? It's time for Daddy with a word from our sponsor.
Oh, dear. It's time for Daddy again. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a word from our sponsor. Nearly new designer clothes at shopnndc.com. Shopnndc.com has designer clothes, shoes, and handbags for parents with high-end brands like Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Gucci, Prada, all at silly low prices, and they take credit cards and PayPal. I thought we were... Oh, and that's Nearly New Designer Clothes, our sponsor of the Whoopi Chicken Podcast.
Hey, don't forget the Zerdite.
I thought we were going to get rid of our sponsor and start sponsoring ourselves.
Yeah. Well,
or are we going to
have
keep
that,
our sponsor?
Now they're going to know. They're going our sponsor's going to be really
well,
mad.
We'll keep our sponsor.
Okay.
But we'll also sponsor ourselves because we've got those shower curtains for
oh,
sale
yeah.
at WhoopiChicken.com.
Shower curtain, shower
it's not just shower curtains. We do have a shower curtain.
Yes, we do.
Which is
but
funny.
We have shirts.
It's got the Whoopi Chicken on it. Norbert, our Whoopi Chicken.
Yeah.
But we have what else?
Shirts.
What else?
Shirts.
And more shirts.
Yeah, just shirts right now.
A few different designs
yeah.
and styles.
Yeah.
Just enough for every day
yeah.
of the week.
I think we
and
have like
a magnet for your car.
Oh, yeah, magnet. I think we have, for shirts, I think we have Whoopi Chicken. We have Oops Ow. Yeah. We have, I think we might have a science one.
A Whoopi Science. Science, science.
Yeah, exactly.
Science. And
maybe by the time
and there's another
to
one.
This.
With the Whoopi Chicken on it. So, yeah, yeah. So it's good stuff. So, that's it.
Hey, Daddy.
That's all I'm saying about that.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it, Athena?
Why did the computer get glasses?
Dude, that's a... I don't know. Why did the computer get glasses?
To improve its website.
To improve its website. I'm just going to say it. Discombobulate, discombobulate, it's the word of the week. Oops, ow, yeah.
gentlemen, it's time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. Ripley's Believe It or Not started as a newspaper feature in 1919 by our hero, Robert L. Ripley, who traveled the world in search of weird stuff. They have books, a website, a TV show, and a museum. Today's piece says come from book Reality Shock, which is number 11.
Reality Shock, yeah. This is really a book review that we kind of do. Yeah. It's a labor of love because we just like the Ripleys.
Yeah,
it's not like it's just a thing that we like to talk about because we love these books. And you know, you use book number 11 a lot, but we have other books and there's a ton of them.
Yeah, so I know.
We have enough material out of this book review thing for Ripley's book. We could do
a lot of it. So
what do you got?
So, did you hear this judge? He fined himself $25 after his phone went off during a hearing.
He fined himself?
Yes, because his phone went off in the courtroom.
Is that his normal fine, or did he give himself a break?
I think it might be his normal fine.
So that's what they normally would fine. Yeah. So I guess, you know, that's a good judge, right? Because what's good for the, what is that saying? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah.
If you're gonna tell people that you can't have your cell phone, or you're gonna, that's good. Was that in America?
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
There's this violinist in London that can play the Flight of the Bumblebee, which is a really fast song, in 58 seconds.
How long does it normally take?
Longer than that, like probably a couple minutes.
I don't know. That might be a really slow version.
No, it's not that fast.
What if it's like a 4-second song and it takes him 58 minutes to do it? How does that, is that the one that goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so there yeah. was this. There was this. There yeah. was this skunk.
A skunk.
Yeah. So
that walked into the courtroom.
No. Oh yeah, yeah, he did.
And what did the judge say?
Odor in the court.
Odor in the court.
We did that fast because that's a recycle,
yeah.
recycled joke. We've done yeah. that before on the so, show, but I like that one.
This...
Because you were talking about a judge.
Yeah, and then I was talking about a skunk.
All right, let's
so,
hear it.
So this particular skunk caused a power outage at a TV station.
What?
Because he got annoyed by the electrical wires, so he sprayed them.
He sprayed the wires?
Yeah, and it caused a power outage at a TV station.
That program stinks. I never knew about a skunk that could get annoyed by TV yeah. wires.
So you...
Because he didn't like what was on.
Yeah, I know.
Change the channel. Don't spray it. You don't have to spray the wires. You can just change the channel, right?
So if you want to...
And what's a skunk doing watching TV anyway?
I don't know. So, if you want to see more interesting weirdness, check out Ripley's.com.
Whoops.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a joke from our listener.
Oh, okay, a joke from our listener. It's time.
Each week, we tell a joke that someone sent in. If you want to have us tell your joke, send it to us in an email through our website, whoopychicken.com.
Where you can also buy shower curtains.
Don't forget that part. So, this joke comes from someone named Grandpa.
Grandpa.
So, Grandpa says, why did the guy throw the clock out the window?
I don't know, Grandpa. Why did the guy throw the clock out the window?
He wanted to see time fly.
He wanted to see time fly. Da 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 da. Yeah.
Whoops, so, what's with that celebrity we were going to have come on?
Oh, we're done? With that joke?
Yeah, that was the end
of
the
joke. Well, that was nice. That was nice. That was a nice joke from our listener.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice little set. Oh, so we have a celebrity coming on. Who's coming on? Let's see. I don't... Oh, that's right. We tried... It was a long time to get the Wiley Watch Watchers of Wisconsin. The Wiley Watch Watchers of Wisconsin.
Say that three times fast.
The Wiley Watch Watchers of Wisconsin. Apparently they watch watches. And they're from Wisconsin. So I don't know what that act entails when you get it onto a podcast.
But it must be super fun.
But it must be great because we're having a good time.
Yeah.
And it's a good time here at the Whoopi Chicken Podcast. I'll play the music to have them come in. It's a podcast.
I hear
kids and their parents and
daddy,
daddy. And her dad, they're comedians.
I hear something.
What?
Mommy's coming in from her ice cream cone factory.
Ruh-roh. Mommy's coming. That means we have to shut it off. Okay, here we go.